Kira and Nollie, you're both very welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Amber. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Amber. It's lovely to be here.
Fantastic. I'm delighted to have you both. So, Kira, I'm going to start off with yourself. So, ye are busy, I suppose, at the moment, organising an event, and it's an exciting one for ye at the Business Women's Network. Tell us about what you're organising.
So, we're organising an emotional intelligence workshop in November for members and non-members. I figured, you know, it'd be nice to open it up to people who don't have access to this kind of facility with workshops. A lot of corporate, bigger companies would have access to this kind of learning. But because a lot of our members are individuals or small businesses, a lot of people wouldn't have access to this kind of expertise. So it's really exciting to be able to bring this crowd down. They're a consultancy based in Kildare, and a lot of them are ex-military, but they do work really well with businesses and companies and teams in all industry. So I've seen firsthand how effective they can be. So I'm just really excited we were able to get them again this year. They've been with us before.
Emotional intelligence. Why did you feel that that was kind of the road you wanted to go down in terms of this event?
I feel that self-awareness and communicating with your customer is a huge area of, you know, learning that we can all travel down this road all our business life and be learning along the way. And I know personally I've often felt that you know, the way I work today is very different to the way I worked 10 years ago. And as we all mature and grow in our businesses, these are things that we should be kind of aware of, you know. Our emotional intelligence knowledge base is kind of a little bit limited to what we can Google. So sometimes having an expert come in and help us understand that more is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And I know about our first time with this company was 5 years ago. They came down in the middle of the second lockdown, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And we had this resilience and leadership talk by them, and it was just so powerful. So powerful. And I remember feeling at the time everyone was feeling so vulnerable and scared, and we were going through something really different in all over the world. But to have them come and help us kind of navigate that on an emotional level was just so powerful, as I say. So having them back again at a different time in the world is, you know, is going to be different. It's they cover very different areas now this time, but they're really great at delivery. They always make it fun and it's a little bit interactive. So it's a lovely combination of all those things. Yeah.
Brilliant. It sounds like it'll be a lovely event. It's a big coup for you to get them coming down to you as well, isn't it? It's lovely. But what can people maybe expect from this event? I know you said it's going to be different. Without giving too much away, maybe, Kira, what can they kind of expect, or what will you be hoping it will achieve?
Well, what we like to offer with KBN is lots of networking, chatting, food, time to sit down and digest what we've been told, learning. And with this workshop, it'll involve all those things. So when we meet in the morning, it'll involve a small breakfast where we get to meet the presenters and talk to them. And then they go into some presentation work. The presentation work is interactive. So you do sit and listen. There's a lot of listening, but there's a lot of talking, a lot of discussion. And then there's a lot of activities as well. So it's kind of what we did before with them was interactive activities outdoors. This time it'll be indoors. So hosting it in Lottie's Bar in the Ash Hotel, it has a lovely space where you can actually get up and move around and sit down and listen. And then they have an eating area as well. So we'll be lunching as well during the day. So it's not a full day, but it'll be through to lunch and a little bit after. So it's a nice interactive day with a lot of members who know each other, and then I'm opening it up to non-members too. So non-members can come in, and if you have a colleague at work or a friend or a family member, we'll allow teenagers in as well, because I think this is really relevant. As the mother of two teenage boys, I know how relevant all this information can be for their learning. So we're allowing people to bring over 18-year-olds in with them if they've children or relatives. So it'll be a lovely interactive fun day out, and at a really reasonable cost. So these boys are real excited to come down and meet everyone again and meet new people too.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event, and I suppose it's great to see it all falling into place as well after all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes. But it sounds like it's going to be great. Nollie, I'm going to bring you in now as well, because obviously you're a member of the network. I suppose before we get into that part of it, maybe tell me a small bit about your own business, first
okay,
of all.
I am a holistic therapist, and I suppose it kind of covers a really large umbrella of different therapies. I offer services such as bioenergy therapy, integrated energy therapy, which was also known as IET, theta healing, and most recently reflexology, which I will be delighted to say that I'll be fully qualified reflexologist come the 1st of November. All going well.
Fantastic. Brilliant. That's great. I suppose, what prompted you to become a member of the network?
I suppose for me, my business started back in the end of 2021, start of 22 maybe. And originally I am an SNA as well. And after qualifying in bioenergy and integrated energy therapy, I decided to take up job share, which is amazing because it allowed me the time to put into my own business and establish it and grow it. But I never ran a business before, so it was completely new to me. And I happened to come across KBN, and I had one lady who I knew or know very well, and I asked her about it, and she said, oh my God, they're the most friendliest group. So I just went for it. And I remember my first evening with ye was in the Great Southern. There was the Cork Kerry group together. And I remember sitting there being very quiet. And I think, I don't know, was it you or Shan that said, you look like you want to speak? And I was there peppering. It was you, I'd say, Kira. But you know what? It's great for building confidence. It's great for getting to know other women in business. It's just about growing confidence, growing a network. Because sometimes, I suppose, when you're on your own, you're not part of a big company, it can be kind of lonely in one sense. So when you're able to mix and mingle with other business ladies who are kind of similar, we'll say business size, it's just lovely. And you get to swap, I suppose, ideas. You get to speak about your business. You learn from other ladies. They learn from you. And it's amazing. So that's kind of what prompted me to go really with KBN, was just to get myself out there, build confidence, and just mingle and mix with other like-minded ladies, I suppose.
Yeah, oh, brilliant. It's fantastic. And I suppose on top of all that and the, you know, the support it offers as well, it's fantastic, isn't it? And it's a great opportunity, Nollaig, to have the likes of these types of events that you can go to, because there's so much learning, I suppose, to take from those kind of events as well. So it's a huge added bonus as well, I can imagine, it from being a member.
100%. Because like I always say to myself and to my clients and to anybody else, you're always learning. You're never going to know it all. I suppose until the day we depart this world, we're a learning progress, and there's always room for learning.
Yeah, there certainly is. It's fantastic, and it's great to see you get so much benefits out of it as well. How is business going for you?
Business is great, to be very honest. My latest is my reflexology. With reflexology, people know it more. With the likes of bioenergy, the other therapies that I offer, it's known, but it's less known, and maybe to a point less trusted. People may be more skeptical of it, which is fair enough. You know, when you don't know a lot about something and we speak about energy, people don't know how to react to it. And it's the most natural thing in the world, energy, because it's part of our being. You know, everything starts with energy. Everything starts with our energy system. So it's our foundation, really. Everything impacts us, you know, from the moment we're born till, as I said, the day we die. The older we get, the more we accumulate, and people go through traumas, people go through ups and downs in life, and it does impact us. And it creates, I suppose, what we call energy blocks. And a lot of that is suppressed negative emotion. And that's where it comes to with emotional intelligence. It's about being able to, I suppose, become aware of our emotions and how our emotions affect our behaviour. And it's all linked with our subconscious mind as well. You know, a lot of our beliefs are created, you know, from childhood, and how we make decisions in life are based on our beliefs, our emotions, and that creates our behaviour. So it's about being able to become aware of our own emotions and how it affects our behaviour, how it affects our decisions. But also as a therapist, it's about being able to, I suppose, become aware of other people's emotions and behaviours and how it may impact them, even when they don't know it's impacting them.
Okay, it's really interesting. It sounds great. For Patreon, it's brilliant. It's great to see it going so well. Kira, I suppose just moving back to the event that you're planning, tell us again, just it's open to members, obviously, but also to non-members as well. So if someone is listening and they want to go, maybe just remind us, I suppose, the date it's taking place and where and the times.
So it's on in the Ash Hotel on November 5th at 9 in the morning. So we'll have a little light breakfast and you can avail of tickets through Eventbrite, and all our events are listed on Linktree in our Instagram account as well. And you can email me at info@kbn.ie if you're stuck. So tickets are available to members and non-members through the Eventbrite link.
And I presume, Ciara, it's worth registering in advance because you will need to know numbers.
Yes, so it's limited seating only, so you can't turn up on the day. Also, the consultancy that are running the event will have pre-knowledge of the business types that are attending. You know, it's a bespoke event, so they will customise the delivery based on who they're talking to. So they really are interested to know who's coming. And I do think that industries like in the mindfulness world are very suited to this event. This is why Nolig is here today, because I think there's a huge connection between what she does and how an emotional intelligence workshop can help us manage our emotions, our behaviours and actions in our business, and how important that is. I mean, I've been firsthand experience of Nolig's therapies and I see how they work hand in hand, you know, with emotional intelligence awareness. So I think that kind of audience would be great. Although I know people who are coming are from all walks of life and all industries, financiers. I'm a photographer. We have a lot of women who do coaching and life coaching and business coaching. So those kinds of people would be really suited to this. They'll really gain a lot from it, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds brilliant and the very best of luck with it. But thank you both, Ciara and Nolig, for coming in and for talking to me.
Thank you, Amber.